Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Glenn Greenwich calling out to you all in Radio Land about the International Black Summit. And we're live tonight on the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. Hope that you are doing fine and well and grande. Just looking forward to hearing from you out there. And I see my co-host is out there. Let me open up her mic. Good evening, good evening. This is the vivacious Henrietta Berg out of Chi-Town. How are you doing tonight, my dear?
Hi, Glenn. Hi, everybody. How are you?
I am doing well. I broke my fast. I am grooving, moving and grooving. Got a little bit more energy with me.
Okay.
So it's all good. It's all good in the neighborhood.
Good. I am in sunny, warm Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, all right.
Yeah, beautiful downtown area. With a lot of history.
What kind of history? What's happening? Well, they had the Indianapolis 500 there this weekend, right?
Right. They just finished with that. And let's see. But we went today, we went for a walk, right? We're in the downtown area. And I think it's the Crown Plaza. There's a Union Station in Indianapolis. And they changed the Union Station into a hotel. And the train cars, are hotel rooms.
Okay.
It's nice. It's really, really nice. It still has all the old structure of Union Station, but they just modernized it. They kind of built around it, around everything.
Well, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that going on.
Uh huh.
That's very popular now, as a way of offering dining cars, and we've got actually we have one in display that's just in display right near the Queensborough Hall. But I've seen them set up as restaurants, and now as a hotel. In fact, I was very impressed. I was in Albany, and I forget if I was going or coming back from Rochester, and they had these mahogany trains, and what they told me, they're classic, and they're owned by all of the rich families, the Vanderbilts, the Rockefellers, the Gettys, and they travel in their own car. So what the train would do, would come by, and then somehow they would connect their car to the end of the train so they could ride in comfort and the privacy of their own car. And so that was how the well-to-do traveled in the railroad era.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really nice, really, really interesting how they did it. It's real quiet here, you know, now after Memorial Day weekend, but I'm sure it was like really packed here this weekend and the weekend before, you know.
Mhm. Yeah, because they go bonkers there. I know a guy who travels to Indianapolis. I don't know if he still does, but when I was working with him at Xerox, he and this other guy used to travel down there all the time, and they used to have a spot in the middle, which was hard to do because, you know, everybody got the grants to be down in the middle. Was pretty outstanding, and they would tell me about all of the activities that would take place. Just phenomenal.
Okay.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, phenomenal, like the International Black Summit Facilitator Body Retreat Weekend.
That's right. Exactly.
That was phenomenal.
Exactly like that. Yes.
Oh,
yes,
my.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. That was very, very powerful.
Yeah.
And you know, I haven't done the declaration yet, so I better go ahead and do
okay.
that.
Okay. Okay.
And get that going, and let everybody know that we are going to Georgetown, Guyana, South America, August 3rd to the 6th, 2017. So you definitely want to be there. You don't want to be square and miss that.
Okay.
Let me do the declaration. The Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991, 30th, 2017. Oof. North, south, east, west, above, below, within. A moment of silence, please. Wow. Thank you. We got
26
some history
years.
Up in here.
26.
That's awesome.
Years.
And we got Brother Rod. Welcome.
Hey, Rod.
Hey.
You're on air, brother.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on the air. I don't know what air I'm on, but I'm on something.
You're on something, huh?
I'm on something. I'm on something, that's for sure. Well, how was the retreat? I guess that's the only thing I need to know. How was the retreat?
The
retreat, oh my
was
goodness,
awesome.
Yeah.
How would you describe it, Henrietta?
Let me see. Inside of It was, oh God, it was the truth. Okay, it was the truth. That's how I would describe it. It was fun. You know, it was serious. It was, you know, a really great training ground, a learning experience. It was a space for sharing and clearing and, you know, being with one another, just being together. We had 20, it was just great. I mean, it was, the food was delicious. You know, the summit, the facilitator body and the summit, period, have some of the best chefs ever. I wish at one of the summits people could really, they could really enjoy some of the chefs that we have. And Rod, you know, your brother Glenn is one of them. Glenn, oh my God, he did something with food that it was just amazing. It was just amazing. He had salmon, oh my God, it was just wonderful. But he made this salad one night. It was vegetables. It was, and it's gonna sound strange, but it was delicious. It was mushrooms, onion, and apples. Was there anything else in it, Glenn?
Eggplant.
Oh my God, it was so good. It was delicious. So we, you know,
wait a minute. Mushrooms and apples, Glenn?
Mushrooms, onions, eggplant, and apples.
And apples,
yes, sir,
Glenn?
Brother.
Yeah.
Where did you get that recipe from?
I actually made it up.
I was gonna say that.
I had first tried it with cabbage and some hot peppers, some Italian peppers, and then I put in some slice of apples in there and threw some onions in there. And I was like, ooh, damn.
This is so good because
you don't think about apples being sautéed, because
mm-hmm.
It's all sautéed on the grill, and I put some Italian dressing and some olive oil, and I think I had a little bit of some kind of sweet vinegar, and I put that on there, and just sauteed it. So I didn't even add anything else to it, no other seasonings except what I added. But the apple, I knew the apple was going to blow people's mind, because there was something about the apple that just like you did. Apple? How are you going to put apples mm-hmm. with them things? But it tastes, and the sweetness of the apple in contrast to the other items made the meal pop.
Yeah. Because we had, I mean, it was just like a vegetarian's dream. Even though there was salmon there, that night it was salmon. But there, you know, one night it was ribs. One night it was.
Hold on. What night was the ribs? Why ain't I just fly on up there? What night was the ribs there?
That was Sunday, right? That was Sunday night. Yeah.
John was in charge of the ribs.
John, okay.
I started it off for him, but he was that was his puppy.
That's y'all talking my language now. He said some ribs.
Yeah, ribs, chicken.
Well, the night before we had done some salmon and some snapper. They had the yellowtail snapper, and man, they gave me a fist because the snapper that they got wasn't fully cleaned. So we had maybe about 20 fishes, different sizes, but, you know, sizable fish. Man, my hands are just now starting to heal up from all of the scar tissue.
Wow.
So from cleaning it, from trying to clean it off?
Yeah, he cleaned it. He cleaned it off.
They had gutted it, but they didn't even gut it good. And then there wasn't scale at all. So all that had to be done. So I was in there trying to figure out how to get this done and how much time and time to do it. And then I did the salmon with some soy sauce and brown sugar and some olive oil. So that was the marinade. And then I baked it. And then I made, Juliet actually, we made a honey mustard sauce to go over the top of it. Man, they loved the sauce so much, we had to make the sauce the next night, too.
What kind of sausage you had? What was the sauce?
Honey mustard. We made a honey mustard from scratch.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And you made it twice. You had to make it twice that night. The same night.
It was twice that night because everybody wanted some more. And then the next night, they were like, can we have some more of that sauce again? We want that sauce. But I was going to, you know, as a cook, I like to do different stuff. I don't like to do the same stuff, especially night after night. But everybody was clamoring for that sauce, and you never saw. Now, Rob, we're talking about 21 folks.
Glenn told me he did good, but, wow. Glenn, you know what? I don't think I've ever really had your cooking.
Oh, my God. But that wasn't all
we had. Usually at the house that I lived in for 8 years,
as Henry always says, there she go.
Yeah, he goes.
There he goes.
You and Conrad are talking. There he goes with the 8 years. Glenn didn't cook. You and Conrad always cook, and then Conrad come in and just do his thing, or not do his thing. But we didn't get a chance to see Glenn do nothing. So I'm just gonna say that. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay. Well, but that wasn't all. We had cabbage. We had Brussels sprouts. Salad. We had string beans and white potatoes, broccoli. We had, oh my God, it was just some wonderful food going on up in there. And it was good because it was light, you know, like the food was not heavy. And
we had hardly any starch.
Right, we didn't have any, like, I don't think we had any starch at all. We just had vegetables.
Just the white potatoes.
Yeah, the white potatoes that were in
the
string beans.
Right.
Yeah, but it was good. I mean, the facilitators, you know, we had plenty of time and space to clear and bond and you know, catch up. We had 5 people from Canada come in, and that was nice, you know, because people have been through some stuff this year, you know, this question or this inquiry that we're in as I embrace all aspects of myself. You know, we've really been into that. We really have been in that inquiry. Like, as I embrace all aspects of myself, the aspects of myself that I love, the ones that I don't like, you know, the ones that I can't stand about myself, and the ones that make me happy, you know. But so we've been embracing those, and then there's these two that we started focusing on, because that was our 2015, 2016 was to embrace all aspects. And then when we went to Ferguson and we came out of Ferguson, it was as I embrace all aspects of myself, including rage and fear, what is available for the transformation of the universe? You know, and as Lennar would say, my universe, you know, what can transform when I embrace the rage that's inside of me, the fear that's inside of me? So there was, you know, it was just a really, really great retreat. And it kept us, it prepared us, because we've had a lot of transitions in our facilitator body family, you know, the family members of the facilitator bodies. And when I say a lot of them, I mean a lot just in the last week or two. So it was just a great space to bond and to prepare ourselves for this conversation in Guyana. And by the way, tomorrow is the last day to register with the early bird rate. After that, it goes up to the regular rate. So you have about 24, 26 more hours to register for the early bird rate. So go to blacksummit.org and register for the summit. Whether you're going to Guyana or you're going to do a virtual, you still have to register. So, you know, take the time tomorrow and do it, and take advantage of the early bird rate, because it really doubles after tomorrow. So,
what would it be on the even if you did virtual, what's the rate?
It's 100. So if you do early bird, it's 125. If you do it after tomorrow, it's 250.
For virtual
is the same as everything. There's no difference in the virtual price and the regular price. Yeah.
Okay.
It's for the summit, it's all the same.
So it's 125.
Tomorrow
is 125, and after that is 250.
It's 250, right. That's the regular rate. Now, there's a group rate also. It's like a family, but you create your own family. So you can get, if you got three or four people, if you're going to do virtual.
So if I adopt some of the children and everything, I could bring more? That makes the rate look different?
Yeah. If you register as a family, You there's a discount rate there also, and it can be blood family or extended family. It doesn't matter. You just register and pay all together. But there's a special.
And how much is that? And how much is that? What's the family rate?
I am not sure. I'm not sure. I just know that there's a family rate. So I'll see if I can look it up while we're on the show tonight. I'll try to get it for you.
So it's 125 by tomorrow, though, right?
Yeah, if you do it as an individual, yeah.
Oh, hold on one second. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Because the regular price is $250.
Now, how are you sending this out? It's only on the web? You're not letting people know it's only on the web, or... You just had to be on this call to know about that, because I need to let David know.
We sent out information to the email addresses that we had to the whole body. We sent out something, and it's going to go out again tomorrow, just as a reminder. But we sent it out several times because we extended it. At first, it was just until, I think, March 31st, and then we extended it to May 31st. So, and we asked people to forward it to people that they knew so they could, you know, so people could take advantage of the different rates that we were offering. Yeah. Glenn?
And you're saying it's on the email, though, right?
It's on the, no, it's on the website, blacksummit.org.
But then how would I forward it to somebody? I have to go to that if I'm going to forward it to somebody.
Let me see. I sent something out today. I'll send it to you. I'll email something to you, and then you can forward it.
Yeah, well, I'll just go ahead and just tell David. I was just trying to see if it was anywhere that he knew about it so he could make his, you know, make it cheaper. And then what about the plane ticket? You said you found a ticket for $400?
Well, that was earlier. That was a month or so ago. There was a $390-something fare. But, you know, they change. They go up and down. So the last time I checked, that's what it was.
It was $400.
Yeah, it was right under $400.
Were you going through Panama City?
No, it was going. Actually, it was going through the one I saw. There was one out of New York. There was one out of Miami, and there was a third city. Seems like it was.
Yeah, I know Miami was cheaper than New York.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, what was Miami?
I don't know. I don't have it in front of me. But there was nothing less than $400. That was the cheapest one, the most economical one, I'll say. Yeah, that was the most economical one. But I'll check while we're talking.
No, I'm just trying to make sure I give David everything he needs because he's definitely going.
Mm-hmm.
He got his vacation time. He gets to get all his rates right.
Mhm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because you know David's
so
on staff. And he got his vacation time, and he's trying to get all that in, so I just have to let him know. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure I could give him the right information.
Right.
Okay. All right, what else on the agenda, Mr. Glenn, for tonight?
Well, We're just talking about the countdown and getting ready for Freddie in Georgetown.
Okay.
Ms. Bird has been working on some of the specifics in terms of the hotel arrangement. So that. We're staying at the Ramada, right?
Yeah.
So the Ramada is a little bit off outside of the center of town, but it's right there. It's a nice space. And I think they have a casino there too, right?
Mm-hmm.
On site. So they have a casino, and I think they have a movie theater or something there too, don't they?
Yeah, it's in the... I don't know that it's naturally, I mean, that's actually in the hotel, but it's in the area.
It's like a little complex.
Right.
I've never actually been in there, but I've seen it from the outside. When you pass it, you know, there were several nights that I passed it that it was hopping such that the parking was all the way out to the main road. And it's got a pretty big parking lot and extra space, and all of that was full up with people buzzing. So you can imagine it was busy, and they have like
mm-hmm.
a little marquee that talked about whatever event was going on that night. So it seemed to be hopping. It seemed to be a nice environment for people to come hang out. And it looked like it had some family-oriented stuff, too. So it wasn't just nightclub-ish kind of stuff. But like I said, that's all. That's what I could determine from passing by, because the road to where I was staying went right past that, which was the main road. Now the one thing, it's gonna be hot. Because it was luckily when I was there over the holidays, it rained a lot, so the heat most of the days was only like in the 80s, but in the days that it didn't rain, it was in the 90s in the middle of December.
Whoa!
So you know it's gonna be hot.
Mm-hmm.
When we're there in August.
In December, it was 90.
Yeah, it was the one day, there was a couple of days that it was sunny the whole day. And it had to be high, maybe 87, 88. In the days when it rained, when it was overcast and there was no sun and it was raining, was in the high 70s. So it's gonna be a scorcher. So bring a lot of linen, bring a lot of light stuff, breathable stuff, and bring your hats.
To cover your head.
Either that or you bring the umbrella, walk around with them umbrellas. Like the Japanese do here in New York.
Mhm. Yeah.
It was
so
rainy in December.
Right.
That's
hotter than Arizona hot.
I mean, it'd be hot, and when it rains, 20 minutes after it rains, you ain't gonna know it rained.
Mm.
Just like Belize. It's the same type of climate like Belize.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The same kind of heat. Belize was that way.
Yeah, it was. And Guyana's further south than Belize, so.
Yeah. Yeah, closer to the equator.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're looking forward to it. We are looking forward to what Guyana, what the conversation in Guyana will bring, you know, the conversation in Ferguson. Oh, and I was in Ferguson last week, too, and they're still talking about the summit, you know, and Ferguson has a good feel to it. But anyway, I was saying the rage and fear came out of us looking at the rage and fear inside of us, came out of Ferguson. And so it'll be interesting to see what comes out of Guyana, you know, what comes out of Guyana. Glenn, do you know a lot about Guyana? Like, you know, things that you could share just about the country itself?
Well, you know, there's somebody in the line. Let me see if I can get them to talk. They're originally from Guyana and have a bunch of family there. 718-371, your mic is open. The question is, can you tell us a little details about Guyana?
Hello, good evening. Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
This is Carol.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Okay. You want to know about Guyana? They call Guyana the land of many waters. It consists of six races, from what I've known. And beautiful palm trees, beautiful birds. And and people are known to be very hospitable. From what I can tell you. Mm-hmm. I have been here half of my life, more than half of my life, so I don't know much about it since I've been here. But when I go back, I try to feel my way around.
So tell us.
Give me a couple
like
days, and I get accustomed.
Tell us what it was like growing up in Guyana.
Well, me, what it was like for me growing up in Guyana, I grew up very sheltered.
And
I grew up
spoiled.
A sheltered life. I grew up with my uncle, a priest, so I wasn't allowed to do many things. When you grow up with a priest, all you can do is go to church, school, and back. As a matter of fact, the president now in Guyana, he was named after my uncle. It's my uncle's godson. So I know him very well. So what else do you want to know?
What's Guyana like? Are they known for a particular produce?
Say what now?
Like a vegetable.
What do they produce agriculturally?
Oh, we have lots of produce. We have lots of fruits and different variety of fruits. The products from Guyana are like the main products in Guyana are like. That's what you would like to know. The main products of Guyana.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sugarcane, rice, and bauxite. I don't know if the bauxite is still in existence. When I left there, it was kind of fading out from what I heard. But I think,
what do you call
bauxite.
It?
Bauxite.
What's
the
that?
Bauxite. We had two bauxite industries, one in a place called Linden and one in Burbies. Another place
bauxite?
Called Burbies.
Bauxite?
B-A-U-X-I-T, yes. It's a mineral.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. A mineral that is, they make different things from it. I can't remember.
I think it's bauxite is used in cement, if I remember correctly. Bauxite's one of the ingredients of cement.
And it has a lot of variety of colors, from what I know.
Okay.
It's a beautiful country.
There's
you guys will enjoy.
Gold.
Yes, there's a lot of gold, and the food, the food is very nice. You would like the food, different variety.
Does Guyana make its own wine?
Oh yes, they have a distillery. They have a beer distillery. They have a rum distillery. We have different kind of rum. We have the XM rum. I don't know if we have the Degas rum. Glenn, did you see the Degas rum there? El Dorado. We have XM and El Dorado.
El Dorado
rum.
El Dorado.
Rum and liqueur. Rum and liqueur. And I don't know if there is a way I'm going to find out that you guys can get to go to the distillery factory to see how everything is made. Is that something you would like to see when you're there?
Yes, I would.
I am going to ask my girlfriend when I get off the phone to see if she can make that arrangement for me.
Okay. We'll have to see what day, you know, like,
and
if we do,
and
it,
how
if we
many
do
people
it,
and
yeah,
how many people can, you know.
Right, if we do it before we start the actual weekend, you know, like the facilitators come in early. So, you know, it might be something we can do on Thursday, Tuesday or Thursday, depending on when people come in.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we stay a day or so afterwards. So we'll check and see when everybody's coming in and let you know. But, yeah, we like tours. We always like to go see things.
Okay. I'm gonna ask my girlfriend, or even I'm gonna ask two people that I know to see how that could be worked out. So
okay, we appreciate that.
Okay,
that'll be nice.
Yeah, Guyana also has in the interior. Where the gold is found, they also have native tribes, Amerindian
tribes,
and so they're native to the interior, and in the interior is where the gold, the falls, the considered the jungle. You know, the insects and the animals and the lizards and the snakes and the, you know, all the good stuff.
The jaguars.
Jaguars, yep. So I mean, it's very typical of any country that would be around the equator, and you've got, and then you've got your developments. You know, you've got beautiful, just like when we went to the interior in Belize. You know, you've got the fields and the agriculture. You know, you've got the coconut trees where you can just cut off the coconut and get the coconut water, and the breadfruit and, you know, the different things that grow naturally, the mango trees, lots of mangoes and, you know, and other, you know, tamarind, you know, and different other products that people eat. But one of the things that was a little troubling to me this last visit was that more and more of the fruits and vegetables and things like milk, condensed milk and some of the things like that were being imported. So there's like a lot of other countries, what's happening is that the farmland is being developed for buildings and development complexes. And so as a result of that, you know, less and less agriculture is being made for the people, and so they're now having to import. And any time you then import instead of growing it yourself, you're going to pay more for it, and it costs a lot more. So that's one of the trends that, from an economic development standpoint, the country would like to reverse and be able to produce more and import less. So, you know, that's one of those trends that they'd like, you know, that any country would like to do. You want to produce more goods and services that your country is using, and bring, you know, import less of them. Anything else? Ms. Cabal?
Kira, I have a question for you. You've been coming to the calls every once in a while, to the show every once in a while. What do you think about the summit conversation going to Guyana?
I think the conversation would be, you guys would be enlightened in so many ways, meeting the people there and having conversations with the people there.
Mm-hmm.
From, you know, you will be impressed, you will be enlightened, and all the above.
Okay. That's great. That's great.
As a matter of fact, I'm going the week before.
Mm-hmm.
And my girlfriend invited me to another forum that's going to Guyana with people from all over Canada, London, here, and different parts of the Caribbean are going for that function, and I'm hoping to invite some of them to the summit.
Oh, that's great. Great. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And we'll make sure you have as much information as you need, you know, before you go.
Before I leave, yes. Uh-huh.
Right.
And like I was telling Glenn, I've never been to the summit, and I do not know what takes place, and, you know, if you guys have a guest speaker or what have you in the beginning. Country holds.
It's not that kind of a summit.
It's not that kind of a summit.
No,
okay.
This is a self-generated. The speaking comes from the people who attend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything comes out of the people who attend.
Okay.
That's why it's so good.
But the Thursday night we may have some people from, I'm hoping to get either my cousin or somebody from the government to come and speak on our opening session on Thursday night.
Opening night,
right, which is for the people of the host country to come out and get an example of who we are. But that's the only time that we actually have a speaker. The rest of the time is actually facilitated by the International Black Summit Facilitator Body.
Okay.
And that would actually start on Friday, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday session. So those sessions are only open to people who register to the event and come in and get registered for the event.
Okay.
But the Thursday night is like a celebration. The Thursday night is like an opportunity to, you know, to kind of get acclimated to the
community,
to the environment,
yeah.
to the community, to the country.
More like a meet and greet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Where
exactly.
we get to be with the community, and the community gets to be with us. You know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a Thursday night event, and that starts about around 6 o'clock on Thursday.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we're finalizing everything now.
Okay.
So we will, send out something official about, where the hotel is and where the room rates and all of that. And when we send it out, you have a certain amount of time to make your reservations if you're going to stay in the hotel,
Okay.
So we let everybody know that, and all of that should be coming out in the next couple of weeks. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
So get ready, everybody. Get ready and join us in
Guyana.
Ready. Yeah. And make sure that you're registered. Carol, make sure your friends get registered. Because tomorrow is the last day of the early bird registration, and there's a special rate for people from Guyana, and the early bird for people everywhere else, is tomorrow. It ends tomorrow night, so go to blacksummit.org. And register, and you can see all the different amounts. You can register as a group, like you said. If you have a group of friends and you all want to come together, there's a family/group rate, and so you don't have to be like a mother daughter, father son. It doesn't have to be that kind of family. It can be any group that you put together and declare it as a family, and you get that rate.
What if I've registered already? I've registered already. How can I get
the rest of the group?
Can I still get that rate? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just as long as the people are ready, you have to all pay at the same time.
Oh,
so
okay.
But if you want to add people, just like shoot us an email or let Glenn know. He can let he can let me know, and I'll make sure it goes to the right people. So, so if you want to do that like tomorrow so you can get that rate.
Okay, well, I have to get in contact with them.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me know. Glenn will give you my information so you can contact me.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for the information about the country.
You're very welcome.
And we are counting down. We are moving into the month of June, which gives us about 8 more weeks before the summit actually starts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we are in the countdown. Like every year we do a countdown.
And
so
when you guys
great.
Are going in, do you know when you're heading in there?
We probably somewhere around the 1st or 2nd.
Oh,
we'll probably go in. Yeah.
Okay. Why I ask, because the first is a big holiday there.
Mm-hmm.
It's emancipation. And it's a big holiday. I've never seen it since I was a child. And from what I've heard, they have lots of events.
Mm-hmm.
A big celebration of the national park and all the way like that with different African
and that's
attire.
On the 1st. Right,
yeah,
that's on August 1st.
Yes, it's a holiday, and it's called Emancipation Day. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'll let
it's
everybody
like when,
know that so that
it's
when
like
they
when
make
the
your arrangements.
First, went to the country. The Africans first migrated to Guyana.
Okay.
Yeah. And there is where everybody wear their different African attire, and, you know, it's very nice from what I heard.
Okay.
Very nice celebration.
And that's on a Tuesday. August 1st is on
first,
a Tuesday.
The 1st.
Okay. Well, that's good, because that's just the day before. We have to be there anyway, so I'll let everybody know. You know, I know the facilitators usually come in on Wednesday, so I'll let everybody know that they can come in a day early, then they can be a part of that emancipation celebration.
Now, what about flights? You guys have reasonable flights so far?
Not yet. See, because to get a reasonable flight, you have to leave out of the same city. So everybody might have to come to one place to get a reasonable flight. So far, that's from what I've been researching, that's the best way to do it. So I'm still looking into that, you know, and
I know for a fact KLM, which is a Dutch airline, they are like, which you have to go to Miami for, they're like $300 and something. You can look into that. And they have an airline here, which is $500 and something.
Okay.
You can look into that too.
Okay.
And I think they have, someone was telling me other airlines. I heard JetBlue is going there now, Glenn. I'm not sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'll look at
I don't
that
know if they would start at that time, but I heard they're supposed to be going there for the summer. So you can look into that.
That would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Carol, thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. I'm looking forward.
I know. Okay. Yeah.
So Carol, what are you intending to get out of attending the International Black Summit in Georgetown?
Well, like I said, I've never been to a summit before, and I'm hoping that I can get all the information that I have missed and all the focus of the purpose of the International Black Summit.
Well, I mean, you're coming there with a particular expectation. You know something about it. You haven't attended, but you have some expectation, and so I'm asking you, what is that expectation?
Well, my expectation is I'm hoping to get a better insight of what the International Coming Back, get a better insight of what the International Black Summit is and what it does overall.
And what about for yourself? Is there something in particular for yourself that you may be going to, you're listening for, or going to have a breakthrough in, or alter something that you've been working on?
Well, I'm hoping to be clear of whatever the summit has to offer.
Okay.
I am hoping to get every clearance, and I'll take it from there.
Okay. So what I heard is that you're going there to get to clear yourself, in terms of to find out what's available.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's good. That's a good thing. We all attend with some expectation, and it's good to know what that expectation is going in so that you're clear that that's your expectation. And there may be something else available other than what you expected that may show up. Just possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, cool. Cool. Well, we'll keep monitoring that.
Okay.
All right. Well, we are smack out of time. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live and in color. We're doing our countdown for the, Georgetown, Guyana, where our annual event is going to be August 3rd through the 6th. In Georgetown, Guyana, South America. First time we've been in this country. And we've got a few folks, part of the facilitator body from Guyana. So we're overly excited about that conversation and looking forward to what we're going to be able to provide for ourselves and inside provide for the conversation of the International Black Summit that Guyana is going to bring to it. So we're very fortunate to be able to live into that conversation. So, Henrietta, anything for you to close out?
No, I'm just looking forward to everything, you know. I just really want to step into the space of the conversation, you know, really take a look at embracing all aspects of yourself, including rage and fear. Like if we can focus there, like really, really focus there for the next 10 weeks that lead to the summit, you know, Diana's going to just take off, like just take off. So, I'm just looking forward to bringing the conversation. I'm looking forward to receiving what Guyana has to offer us. They call for us, and we're there. So,
absolutely.
That's it for me, Graham.
All right. Well, listen, on that note, good night and God bless. We look forward to the next conversation. Tune in to www.blacksummit.org, the website, to find out what's happening. Get yourself registered. Take advantage of the closeout date that we have. And certainly, you know, be a listening for what's available and what's possible in your life through the International Black Summit conversation. So with that, good night, God bless. See you the next time around. Peace and blessings.
Good night.
Good night.